It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you today. You invite us to come boldly to the throne of grace. God, in these days that we live, how we need to be around that throne, how we need to spend much time in prayer, worshiping in our Lord, loving our Lord, letting you fill our hearts and our minds and our very inner spirits with the power of God and the Holy Spirit. Lord, may we never try to do anything within the energy of our flesh or in the reasoning of our own mind. But, oh, Father, help us today that we let the Holy Spirit of God fill us, control us, use us, send us forth. And Father, we're nothing without you. Apart from your Spirit and your power, we're nothing but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And oh, Lord, would you help us in these days? God, would you let the Word go forth today? God, would you keep your hand upon that which is yours? And dear Lord, we know that your church, the body of Christ, is your children. Oh God, thank you for the day that you saved us and placed us in that body. Now Lord, I'd ask you, would you tender our hearts? God, would you simply use us for your glory? And Father, would you open the Word of God today and help us that we just simply be yielded to you? And God, you get glory. Father, if there's a soul listening today that's lost, would this be the hour that you'd birth them into the family of God? And we'll praise you for that. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. I welcome you again to the program, and thank you so much. I want to say to each and every one of you that have been so faithful to pray with us and pray for us. And as we try to continue on for our precious and lovely Lord, let's open God's precious Word, the greatest book that's ever been written, back in the book of Acts. And we're in chapter number 28, and we're still parked right down here at verse number 23. And this is Wednesday on the calendar. Let me encourage you, take the family to the house of God. Now, I want to say this. If God has given you and placed you in a little old church somewhere, and God's given you a faithful man of God that preaches that book and proclaims that Word and expounds to you the Word of the Lord, praise God for him. I want to tell you anymore, we're looking for the elaborate, we're looking for the outstanding, and the worldliness and all of the trimmings, and it looks to me like that folks, they consider Wednesday night prayer meeting so dead. Well, tell me something. If a man gets up and preaches the Word or teaches the Word of God, and that's the greatest thing that you can be around, the Word of God. But see what's happened in our day. We're so tired of, in other words, We really don't believe this book. We don't believe that it's going to do what God said it would. That's exactly what happened to Israel. My friend, they had the Word of God. They were responsible for the Word of the Lord. They had the truth. But can I say to you, they missed God. In other words, what are we missing today? Would you go back with me to verse 23? And when they, now this is the Jewish brethren, in Rome, so when they had appointed him a day, O Paul, they came many unto him into his lodging. Now, I want to inject this and say this. And Paul said, oh, I'm so glad that you're going to come. And he said, we're going to have, what we're going to do today is we're going to have a wonderful outing. We're going to have some hamburgers and some hot dogs, and we may have a little ball game after a while, and we're just going to have a good time of fellowship. And hey, I mean, we're going to entertain you. See, many times this is exactly what happens in the church. In other words, we have to lure people to come, to entertain them, to feed them. Folks, can I say to you, here old Paul is, he had given his life preaching the Word of God. He's going to end up preaching the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And they came to his lodging. They came to where he was. And what did he do? To whom? Every one of them that came, whether they believed, whether they didn't believe, who they were, everyone that came. What did he do? He expounded. He took the Word of God and he took it word for word, sentence for sentence, and proclaimed the Word of God. He expounded. In other words, he didn't take ridicules. He did not take little special programs. He took the Word of God. Is there anything more important than for God to reveal the Word to you? And then, as he expounded it, he testified. What does that mean, that he testified of the kingdom of God? Well, what is the kingdom of God? Did not Jesus Christ in the New Testament, as he spoke, he said the kingdom is at hand. In other words, the kingdom of God is none other than Jesus Christ. And he testified of him. You know what Paul got to tell him? I was on the road to Damascus one day, and he said, God spoke to me. Oh, Jesus spoke to me. and Paul gets to tell him about being saved. But he expounded the Word of God and testified how that Word and Jesus came real to him, and persuading them concerning Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, the problem with Judaism is Jesus is not in it. In other words, the law is more. Moses, hey, the prophets, the Word, worshiping all of that, and then their rituals they add to that, and they eliminate Jesus. He expounded and testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus. What is the kingdom of God? It's none other than Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm glad that he indwells us as his children. And he says, and he expounded them, testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses. In other words, he took the law of Moses right down the line, and it comes out, what's this talking about? Jesus. And then out of the prophets, he takes the writings of the prophets. Who are they speaking of? Jesus. And from morning till evening. They didn't have a ball game. They didn't have an entertainment time. Praise God. They were grounded by the word of the Lord. They come early and they left late. And he expounded the word of God. Why? Because to him, the word of God. In other words, where did Paul go and preach? He said, I come to not, if he goes to Corinthians. He said, I didn't come to you with wisdom, but in the Spirit. And God forbid that I preach anything unto you, rather than that Jesus Christ died and that he rose again. And folks, can I say to you, oh, my soul, what do we need to do? I praise God as a little old boy growing up. There's an old man of God I used to hear on WETB, and I just got saved, and man, I'd hear him. He would just expound the scriptures, and I'd be out playing. I'd come in and I'd sit down and listen. Why? The word was so real. And what did he do? He just explained the word of God to my heart. Who was that old man of God? One of the greatest old men, can I say, praise God, one of the many men, Dr. Harold B. Sattler. And praise God, what did he do? Every time you hear him on the radio, he's expounding the word of God. Hey, he's not going into big all the dilly-dally stuff. In fact, in his books, can I say to you, he doesn't have to go to the Greek. He just simply says, this is what God says. And folks, may we as God's men, don't spend time with foolishness. Preach the word. And the Bible says in verse 24 that this crowd that came, they came to Paul at his place where he was, at his lodging. Hallelujah. And hey, he may have a guard standing there beside of him that a soldier. But I'll tell you one thing, he proclaimed the word of God. He had freedom to do that. Isn't it amazing that even the Romans, that they had him, he couldn't get loose, but they gave him liberty that he could preach what the word of God. And he did. And some believed. Hallelujah. Some of those Jews, as they heard the word of God, the Holy Spirit of God spoke to their heart. And folks, can I say to you, faith cometh by hearing. Some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not the things which were spoken. Folks, God's word must be spoken, must be told, and must be shared. I want to die proclaiming the word of the Lord. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Rhone Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Rhone Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.